regarding representations in our papers. 1910. We are living in an important period of this world's history. A great work is to be done in a short time. I feel an overwhelming sense of the condition of our world. There is danger of those holding meetings in our cities being satisfied with doing a surface work. If the ministers and the presidents of conferences are not fully aroused to its importance, the work in our cities, the thorough work that is needed, will not be done. The Lord would have the work that has been neglected for many years now undertaken with faith and thoroughly done. We are standing in a time that is of the greatest consequence to the whole world. We see the necessity of understanding the instruction given in the Scriptures. The religious life is not to be represented from the pulpit or in our papers as a romance. It pains my soul to see in the papers coming from our press the most important truth placed before the people in the form of a romance. Let the articles in our papers at this time, when the eternal interests of souls are at stake, be of a character to arouse souls to a sense of their peril. At this time, Bible truth is to make a solemn impression upon hearts. The genuine facts of truth are to be presented as they came from the lips of the greatest teacher the world has ever known. Novelty and romance do no honor to our publications. I am growing heartsick and weary over productions from the press that lower the truth as it should not be lowered. The fewer of these productions that are brought in, the more influence will the genuine, sacred truth connected with the scenes that are to take place have upon minds. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then shall he reward every man according to his works. Matthew 16, verse 24 to 27. There are some excellent things published in our papers. But when phases of most solemn truth are made to take on a lightness of representation, I am bidden to say that if Christ were present, he would have words of disapproval to speak regarding these representations. Pure and undefiled religion must be constantly presented before the people. Let the truth come forth from pen and voice in a way that will have weight with every soul who shall read the articles in our papers or listen to our speakers. We are dealing with eternal realities. Christ's lessons, from first to last, are weighty with eternal issues.